Good afternoon. Still a lot of low clouds, fog, and drizzle around across interior New York and New England, but a drier trend should occur as we go through the afternoon, and the clouds should tend to break up, revealing at least some sunshine across the region, and this will allow temperatures to reach into the lower to mid-50s for daytime highs. Skies will stay partly cloudy tonight, and it will remain dry as lows drop to around 40. On Thursday, we'll turn our attention to the south and west, where what's left of Hurricane Zeta will interact with a deep trough of low pressure pivoting through the southern plains. The combination of these two systems will throw copious amounts of moisture up into the Ohio Valley and in our direction. Clouds will thicken on Thursday morning, but it will stay dry. Then in the afternoon, rain will break out from southwest to northeast. The cold rain will persist through the remainder of the day as high temperatures remain in the upper 40s and lower 50s. That cold rain will become steadier and heavier after dark, and as cold air funnels in from the north and overhead, a transition to wet snow is likely, especially across the higher terrain before sunrise on Friday. Some of the hills and mountains across interior New York and New England could pick up several inches of snow by midday Friday, while the valley locations could even see some wet snow and perhaps some minor accumulations, especially on grassy surfaces. It'll be unseasonably breezy and cold with highs in the lower 40s. On Saturday, we'll return to full sunshine for Halloween Day, highs remaining in the mid-40s, while on Sunday, we'll see increasing clouds and the chance of showers by the end of the day as the next system moves through with highs back into the lower 50s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, a rather volatile weather pattern is in store from the southern Rockies to the deep south and mid-Atlantic during the next couple of days as a major winter storm interacts with Hurricane Zeta. The energetic cold upper low that's responsible for the recent widespread snow down the Rockies will deliver more snow from the southern Rockies into the high plains through today. An additional 3 to 6 inches of snow can be expected over the southern high plains, including northwest New Mexico to the Texas Panhandle. Meanwhile, as the low lifts milder air northward from the western Gulf of Mexico, a swath of freezing rain and mixed precipitation is forecast to continue from northern Texas to western and central Oklahoma. Significant icing has already accumulated in portions of Texas and Oklahoma, and widespread ice accretion of 1/4 to 1/2 inch is likely to cause numerous travel delays, down tree limbs, and power outages. The cold upper low will also play a large role in steering Zeta northward across the Gulf of Mexico toward the central Gulf Coast. The eastern Louisiana coast appears to be the most likely location where Zeta will make landfall late in the day today. Winds and rain will steadily increase near the Louisiana coast today, with hurricane conditions expected to arrive into the early evening. Farther inland, a couple inches of heavy rain with locally higher amounts is forecast to expand eastward from the central plains through the mid-Mississippi and Tennessee valleys. This may lead to localized flash flooding. Meanwhile, 2 to 4 inches of rain with isolated amounts of up to 6 inches, along with potentially damaging wind gusts, can be expected near the track of Zeta from eastern Louisiana to Alabama through Thursday morning. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly cloudy with showers, lower 60s, Boston increasing sunshine in the lower 50s, and in Buffalo mostly cloudy and breezy with scattered showers and highs in the lower 50s. The average high temperature in Albany today, 55 degrees. The average low, 36. The record high, 78, set in 1971. And the record low, 18, in 1974. Sunrise this morning, 7:25 a.m. Sunset this evening, 5:52 p.m. 10 hours and 27 minutes of daylight, a loss of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, also the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Increasing sunshine today with highs in the lower 50s. Partly cloudy tonight in the mid to upper 30s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, also for the remainder of interior southern New England, increasing sunshine today with highs in the upper 50s. partly cloudy tonight, lows in the lower 40s. For the Northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, also for the Southern Adirondacks, increasing sunshine today with highs in the lower 50s, partly cloudy tonight with lows near 40. For the Southern Catskills, Taconics, and Southern Berkshires, also for the Litchfield Hills, increasing sunshine today with highs in the lower 50s, partly cloudy tonight, lows in the upper 30s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, also for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Increasing sunshine today with highs in the lower to mid-50s. Partly cloudy tonight with lows near 40. Region-wide for tomorrow, thickening clouds with rain in the afternoon near 50. A cold rain changing to wet snow Thursday night and early Friday morning. Snow winding down on Friday afternoon. Breezy in the lower 40s. Sunny and dry on Saturday, mid-40s. Sunshine giving way to increasing clouds Sunday with showers late in the day, lower 50s. And a mix of sun and clouds both Monday and Tuesday, highs back into the 40s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Cayano.